Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers, and welcome to the IP Talk Show. I'm your humble host, Mudaffar Haidar. Here in the studio today, we have with us a very special guest, Sayyid Shahryar. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullah, Sheikh Mudaffar Haidar.
It's great to have you. Ramadan Kareem,
mashallah.
Well, it's finally here, the month of spiritual upliftment, of physical upliftment, and of mental upliftment.
MashaAllah, yes.
How do you feel about it? I mean...
Yeah, you know, the holy month of Ramadan is interesting because a lot of us, before the holy month of Ramadan, we don't really fast, right? So in the month of Shaban, even though it's highly recommended to fast, we don't. In the month of Rajab, it's highly recommended to fast. We don't fast in that either. So when we come to the holy month of Ramadan, it's kind of like a truck hitting you in the middle of the road.
It's here.
We got to fast for, you know, multiple hours, which is, it's, you know, one of the mistakes we do. But despite that, the holy month of Ramadan is really something that flies by.
It does,
right?
Yeah.
I was reading a tradition from one of the imams, I don't remember the name, but His Eminence, he said, I believe it's Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Sahifa Sajjadiyya. And so in the dua, he says that how quickly the month of Ramadan has gone by for the righteous, and how slow the month of Ramadan goes by for the wrongdoers.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, that's cool. Okay, maybe, yeah. Inshallah. I have some hope because it definitely flies by.
It definitely flies by, right?
It flies by for everybody, right?
Yeah. Especially when you start to get past the 5th and then the 10th of Ramadan and then the nights of Shab-e Qadr. But I think one of the things, humbly, is to really appreciate this time. Right? Don't waste any of the time. Really, as it is said, the doors of forgiveness are open, and that the doors of hell are closed in this month. And, you know, for example, in the traditions, you find that even your breathing is worship, even your sleeping is worship, meaning every second is so precious, in this holy month that we should definitely take advantage of.
You know what? One thing that stands out for me is the idea of it being the month of repentance, right? Because you think to yourself all year round, I'm going to, you know, set those New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this change in my life. And it never happens. It just never happens, right? And then you're like, Rajab is coming. I'm going to fast in Rajab because fasting in Rajab and Sha'ban is a prerequisite to fasting in the month of Ramadan, even if you can't do it every day in those months.
Yes.
You know, a few days, you know, especially in the beginning of those months and in the middle and in the end. Man, but you just don't do it. You're like, it's okay, Ramadan is coming, but now Ramadan's here. And then when Ramadan comes, what do you say? You say, okay, I'm going to wait until Laylatul Qadr.
Yeah.
Laylatul Qadr passes away as well, and then you're like, it's okay, I'll wait till next year. Right. I'll wait until the next Ramadan to turn over that new leaf.
Right.
Do you know what the best place and time to repent is? Here and now.
Here and now, yes.
Here and now, and that's what we really neglect. If there's one thing that we learn from the month of Ramadan is appreciating the here and now, recognizing that the here and now is your opportunity to really change your entire life. And one thing I tell people, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, right? Yeah. One thing that I tell some of the youths that I was talking to and others as well is like, look, go look at your house. Look at how cluttered your house is. Look at what you've got on the walls, right?
Yeah,
your home is the place where you're going to spend a significant amount of time.
Yeah,
your bedroom.
Majority,
I'll say
the
for the youth, right? Your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
Look at what you have on your walls, on your house. Awesome. Everything is conscious. Remember, Islam is teaching us everything is conscious.
Right?
يُسَبَّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything that is on the heavens and the earth
is
exalting, is glorifying Allah. Right? Everything is speaking, but we don't understand that speech.
Right. Look at
the posters that you have on your walls, for example, of certain celebrities.
Look at the small action figures.
I had like all the action figures and like swords and things. I was really into that kind of stuff.
I was too. I really like swords.
Yeah. So look, it's all speaking.
It's just something cool.
Sometimes
it's
not even
Imam Ali and sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
What Muslim doesn't have a sword? Right.
Magnets, fridge magnets, souvenirs that you've collected. You know, all of this is just cramping and cluttering your house. Now, remove it all. You will survive without it.
Yeah.
Right? That's the first thing. You're going to survive without it. And you're going to realize you were trying to do something, which was kind of, it's kind of you're building a shell around yourself through those objects. Subconsciously, you don't even realize that you're doing it. When you get rid of all those things that you thought you needed, it increases your tawakkul upon Allah, the reliance on Allah. Yeah. But the same thing is happening in our minds and in our hearts. We're keeping so much baggage, so many thoughts, which Allah doesn't want to be there. He hasn't told you to keep those thoughts. So many burdens that we are holding on to, and they're actually weighing us down.
Right.
If we let go, if we clear our minds, Allah will help us to fly this month, inshallah.
And I was going to actually connect it with that as well, is that this holy month of Ramadan is such an excellent opportunity for us to be able to disconnect and disassociate and break away from these different baggages that we all have. You know, it's a time to reflect, a time to, you know, meditate, for lack of a better word, and focus our attention on the Almighty Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. It was interesting earlier you were talking about how we tend to delay repentance. Mm. And it's interesting, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of his traditions, he says that whenever you have this idea, or whenever you want to do something good, do it very quickly.
Yeah.
Mm. He says, don't delay it, right? But then he brings you the other side of the coin, this beautiful persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this complete, the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he brings you the other side. He says, but when you want to do something bad, delay it as much as you want, as much as you can, excuse me. Mm. Right? And so here, repentance, as you said, is something that needs to be done today.
Mm.
You know, one of the tricks of shaitan is to keep delaying. You know, I'll wait for the first Shab-e Qadr, I'll wait for the second Shab-e Qadr, then I'll wait for Eid al-Adha, right? I'll wait for Muharram. And in that manner, you keep on delaying repentance. No, do it today, right now.
I was speaking to a scholar the other day, and he was saying one of the things that we always say is sofa, sofa, sofa. Right?
Sofa.
The Quran says, sofa ta'alamun, soon they will know. Yeah. Sofa means soon, I'll do it soon, I'll do it soon. One of the gates of hell is called sofa.
Allah Akbar, yeah.
And soon. When he said that, I was like, okay, that's really scary.
Yeah, because another thing, the month of Ramadan that I would really, you know, suggest the viewers and myself and us, right? And based off of experience, this is a great time to connect with your family, right? You wake up for suhoor, you know, for the pre-dawn meal. You sit together, and then you know, in iftar. And it's good to go to the masjid. I'm not saying don't go to the masjid, you know, go to the masjid, but also really find time to spend with your family. In the world today, where everything is so fast-paced, and studies and work and, you know, extracurricular activities and homework and tests and, you know, chores and bills, and we don't have time to connect with each other anymore. Mm. And this is a perfect opportunity, you know, whether it's suhoor, the pre-dawn meal, excuse me, or it's iftar, right? To sit together with the family, talk with each other, connect with each other, you know. Another thing that I think is very important is this making a connection with your family, you know, mom, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter, in this holy month of Ramadan.
How do you find time to do that though? Because,
well, you have to
wake up
for, you know, more than just one glass of water time.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Five minutes to Adhan.
Yeah, 5 minutes to Adhan, time to wake up, drink water, and, you know, have a banana or something.
But, aren't you, like, by default, isn't Allah out of His mercy, like, making us spend time with our family? Because you're going to be, you know, at iftar time, you're going to be sitting down all together because you're all going to be starting to eat. You know, one of the beautiful things about Imam Khomeini, his wife narrates that he would never start eating without her. This was other than the month of Ramadan.
Yeah, mashallah.
Right? Now, I think that the families out there, they'll notice that in the month of Ramadan particularly, it kind of compels you to spend that time because you're not doing anything different. You're just sitting and waiting for each other, waiting for a specific time to start eating.
Right.
And it compels you to eat together.
Right.
Eating on your own is makruh anyway.
Right. Yes.
But when you wait, Imam Khomeini would do that throughout the year. You know, he wouldn't stop. And he told the children as well, don't eat until your mother comes to
until
the dinner
table. Comes. And what's really interesting is, based on, you know, my own experience, and I think it's something that really will help people, will help families, right, is when you are preparing the iftar, to prepare it with the family, right? It's not necessarily in this situation, right? But anyways, it's not necessarily that, okay, you know, you send mom or you send the wife, you know, into the kitchen and she has to do all the preparations. No, why doesn't the husband go, the kids go, right? The kids, they can bring, milk out from the fridge and set it on the table or set it on the sofra. You know, the husband can go and he can, you know, cut the apple and put it on the sofra. And really, it totally changes the dynamic and the environment of the holy month of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's this blessing of being able to connect with your family, which through the rest of the year, you know, unfortunately, we don't connect as much in today's world.
So bringing it back to repentance, there's a verse of the Holy Quran. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Has not the time come for those who believe that their hearts should be humbly submissive to the remembrance of Allah? The next part of the verse explains that, look, it says, don't be like those in the past who they were given the opportunity, and paraphrasing here, they were given the opportunity to turn over that new leaf, become the best human that they could possibly become, and they didn't take it. So what happened was Allah hardened their hearts. Their hearts became hardened. As time goes on, and we were just discussing this outside of the studio before, yesterday, remember, we were talking about how we're getting old. Yeah. And we're getting older. All right, compared to our teachers and others out there, alhamdulillah, we're young. Yeah. But we could still start to feel it. I mean, I've got a couple of kids now, you've got a couple of kids, don't know when that happened, okay? Yeah. But it's happened now, you know, and life is just going by so fast.
Very fast.
There are so many things I wish I had done in my youth, which I'm now forcing myself to try to adopt into my lifestyle, but it's more hard, it's more difficult to do it. So I guess that's a word of caution for the youth.
Yeah, and really, I think that I totally agree with you. The youth here, they should, again, just like we should value and understand the value of the holy month of Ramadan, we should also value youth, you know? We find that the leader of the Islamic Revolution, right, Imam Khamenei, in his dars-e-akhlaq, in his ethical, moral teachings, right, he talks about this idea that it is so easy for a youth to turn a leaf over, to turn a new leaf over, right, to start anew, to start fresh. You know, somebody who's young, they have so much more energy and they have so much more motivation and strength, and there's less things tying them down. And then, Hazrat Agha, Imam Khamenei, he says that whereas an old person is very difficult to change, right? Not that it's impossible, but it's difficult. You have more things weighing you down, you know. Like we said, you have to worry about kids and their future and bills and the house and the mortgage and the rent and whatever. But the youth should really value their tender age and their ability to become good very quickly, right? And one of the things in the holy month of Ramadan we find is it's an excellent opportunity, just like we connect with our family, to connect with the Quran, to connect with the Ahlul Bayt, and ultimately, which is the ultimate goal, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, is to, and sometimes we think the du'as and the ziyarats, they have their own place. These are good, they should be recited. It teaches you how to have a formal and respectful and beautiful conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But another thing is to have your own conversation with God. You know? And it's interesting, Agha Panahian, the esteemed scholar from the Islamic Republic of Iran, right? Agha Panahian, he says that, challenge yourself. You know, at some point during the day, see, can you even have a 5-minute conversation with God? And it's interesting because he's saying that a lot of us, because we are not acquainted with Allah, we're not acquainted with speaking with Allah, we won't even be able to talk to Him for 5 minutes. Well, hey Allah, how are you? Okay, what do I say?
Yeah.
Okay, whereas thank you, Allah.
Musa alayhi salam, in the Quran, right, the first beautiful conversation that he has with Allah at the burning bush, right, Allah says, "Oh Musa, what's in your hand?" And he says, "Ya Allah, this is my staff, and I lean on it, and I beat the leaves with it, and I shepherd my sheep with it." So another prophet later on asks Prophet Musa, "Why did you say that to Allah?"
Yeah, what,
it's so strange.
There's
right?
so much you can talk about. You talk about your staff.
Musa's reply is so beautiful. He says, "It was my first time speaking to my Lord, and so I wanted to prolong that conversation." To us, it seems like something really trivial. Like, why are you talking about your staff, man? It's just us, it's something muqaddas, it's something holy. It's the staff of Musa, he parted the ocean. For him, it's just his staff that he uses to do these venial chores with.
Yes.
He says, "That is my first conversation with Allah. I wanted to prolong it. And so I started saying, I do this with it, I do that with it, I use it for this job and that." We have to develop almost like a childlike attitude when it comes to Allah. Speak to him like a child. When I go to my daughter, for example, she will just talk and talk and talk and talk.
Yeah.
If we have that kind of attitude with Allah, that purity, that innocence, inshallah.
I think to add to that is that there's this aspect of love, right? So when your daughter or my son, when they come to us and they just keep on talking and talking and talking, it's not necessarily that they want to talk in it of itself. It's because they love you. They want to keep talking to you. They want your attention. And it's a very beautiful example that you gave. This is how we should feel about God. This is how we should feel about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, somebody who we love, somebody who has constant attention towards us. But unfortunately, we rarely give the due attention to him. The month of Ramadan, again, excellent opportunity to do that.
Sayyid, I'm sorry we're out of time. I'd love to continue discussing. Time I feel like we've just got the ball rolling, we've just started discussing the conversation, it's time to end the show. Dear viewers, we hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the show. From myself and from Sayyid Shahriyar, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wherever you are.